My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Drama free, but it's an interesting way to put it. As I walked in today, Mitch was talking about, it seems like it's drama free. And Danny, you countered with, you have big time questions at quarterback, your running back. Certainly, the last time you saw your defense, you got
offensive coordinator.
You got exploited. You lost your offensive line coach. I guess it just depends on what you think drama is. Like, no, I don't think there's any big distractions that there's going to be a microphone in front of Kevin Stefanski, and we're all going to be wondering what's happening in Pittsburgh. You might be getting that with the quarterback situation.
Well, and why T.J. Watt didn't win Defensive Player of the Year?
Well, I think that's the only thing they care about.
That's everything to the Pittsburgh fan base.
In San Francisco, yes, there's drama on contractual situations, and the Browns took care of that. The Amari Cooper thing got done. Everybody seems really happy, and they should be. They're the most expensive roster in the NFL. I'm trusting Mitch on that one because he wrote it down on the sheet. You did write it down under Browns. You said Browns are highest spending team in NFL after Cooper contract pay raise. I don't know where you got that, but I'm trusting you. It's on the paper. Seems like it could be right. Nobody's objecting.
I'm not objecting. And we associate drama. We associate drama in the NFL with financial issues. The Browns
Mitch is dialed into the computer now. Did you down and you weren't sure?
This is from 19. It was $346 million total for this season between 89 Browns players.
Well, they got to get down to 53 somehow. What's it going to be then?
I don't know. It's still probably going to be high.
So can I read that with confidence going forward, what you put on the prep sheet?
You can say, yes, 89 Browns players as of now, $346 million for this season. Now, when we whittle it down to 53, I don't know what the total is going to be.
Okay. I'm just going to say, if I'm going to keep saying it.
Better be right.
It better be right. With that said, there are major questions. So I guess it just depends on whether you think that is considered drama. Like, I'll ask you another question, Danny. Do you want to see Deshaun Watson in the preseason?
Yeah, absolutely. And I do think that you have to be selective with him and how much he plays, and you have to make sure that you are putting him in a position to be successful. You do have to do that, and you have to remember that this is a guy coming off of a surgery on his throwing shoulder. Those are things that matter. But because of that surgery, because he's coming off of another really long layoff, which is the second really long layoff that he's had, I don't think it'd be the best thing for him or for the Cleveland Browns for his first live action to be against the Dallas Cowboys week one. I think that'd be a bad idea. We've seen teams do this. We've seen the Browns do this at times. But I think it'd be a really bad idea for his first throws in a football game. And I understand that a preseason game and a regular season NFL game are not the same thing. I get that. But I don't want to see the first throws that he makes in a game situation come when it actually matters. I want to see it in, whereas if he makes a mistake, who cares? It's the preseason. It doesn't matter. He needs to reacclimate himself again to the playing speed. Doing that in the regular season is not a good idea. It's not a good idea for the Browns. It's not a good idea for Deshaun Watson.
I mean, there is going to be an overanalysis. You kind of made fun of the zip term because it's obviously something.
Zip wars are back.
We were using last year, right?
Yeah. Because that's when the first video, whether it's Mary Kay or Daryl or somebody else, the first time a video gets sent out by a reporter from the Greenbrier on Twitter of Deshaun Watson throwing a pass, the internet is going to argue about whether or not he threw it hard enough. That is exactly what's coming. And you know what? That's drama. That is absolutely drama. How he looks coming off of the surgery might be the biggest drama of this entire training camp.
216-474-0092. Do you agree there? Do you think there is some built-in drama as they start training camp down at the Greenbrier? I will tell you that one of the reasons I think some of that conversation has been muted is because his teammates and the coaches, anybody who's talked about Deshaun Watson, they've all kind of said the same thing, like ahead of schedule. You've heard the term ahead of schedule, looks fine.
Well, I've heard the best one so far.
Which is?
Intentional leadership of him taking mental reps, consistent growth, and just him focusing shoulder routine. When he throws it, he spins it.
All right.
Is there a funnier player in the NFL?
I mean,
just
is there a better player to have as an advocate than Jameis Winston? But you're hearing a lot of that. Like, you're hearing maybe not in that terminology specifically, but you basically heard everybody say, it's going to be fine. Now, I am somebody that typically, when it comes to either press conferences or stuff I hear from teammates, I roll my eyes a lot. I have been guilty of that in the past. I don't really trust a lot of people.
Sure.
When it comes to what they say about their teammates. But I don't know. This one feels like it's kind of been the consensus.
Well, you say it's going to be
from
fine.
Everybody.
When or what is the day that I can say it's going to be fine?
Well,
Is that not until the Cowboys game? Because that's September and it's July right now.
I need to see it in the regular season. The training camp stuff, yeah, we can have the zip wars.
So we're just not going to get that cleared up.
All right, but hold on.
I can feel better about how it's going to look if things look good in training camp, if things look good in the preseason. I can feel better about it, but he could look good in those situations, and then week one rolls around, and he looks terrible, and none of that mattered.
What's funny is, do you remember
about it? But I need to see it for real.
Do you remember how Johnny Manziel was treated by the media and fans in his first training camp? Do you remember?
I mean, people fawned over him.
Okay, so this is interesting. 100% agree. That is exactly what happened. And then when I would talk to the people that I actually trust that were at training camp every day, the Zach Jacksons of the world, said it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
So
Guy couldn't throw.
So basically, what it does is it undermines the credibility, I think, of it's the hype machine. It's the feel good. And I've been guilty of it too. I've been out there clapping it up, and here we go, 7-on-7. Okay, now pads. They're wearing pads.
Right,
and
big deal. Let's go.
I think fans and I think the media, I think we're all guilty of it. We get overexcited about that stuff because we're so desperate. We're so football starved that we will make a Brian Hoyer versus Johnny Manziel competition, say that it brings out the best of both these guys. Look
no,
at them. They're now
reality
fighting.
The reality is neither of them were very good.
And that's what I mean. That's what I mean. At training camp, you're going to get great videos of Deshaun Watson. You're going to get great moments. It's not going to be when the bullets are flying because they're not flying in training camp. Mm-hmm. You know, there was yesterday a video out of Cincinnati, and we get to the phones here, 216.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
6474-0092. They showed the very first Joe Burrow deep ball, and it was embarrassing. He misses his wide receiver. I couldn't tell who it was specifically. He misses his wide receiver by 10 yards. Okay, and all the comments certainly got circulated on Brown's social media. You saw a lot of them having fun with it. But it is a question mark there. There is some built-in drama with Joe Burrow and his return. But at the same time, I could say I've seen Joe Burrow play some of the best football possible.
Watched him in the Super Bowl.
We've seen him in the Super Bowl almost beat Patrick Mahomes. We've seen him in critical playoff games. You know, we've seen him beat Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't seen that with Deshaun Watson.
No, certainly not in Cleveland. I mean, we saw him, I think, have more success in Houston, but we have not seen that in Cleveland. We've not seen him do that in an orange helmet since he was at Clemson. That matters to me.
Let's go to Ed in Cleveland. Starts us off here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. How are you, Ed?
Hey, good, Anthony. I just want to start my rant a little bit about yesterday. I obviously listened to you guys every day. Yesterday, I heard you guys talking about Pody and cutting him short. By the way, I'm a Steelers fan. Just to go, I hear you guys talk
good
about
luck
Watson
on this like, one, Ed.
Like he's better than Russell Wilson. Last year, Russell Wilson threw for 3,000 yards, 24 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. Deshaun Watson's done that 2 years, and Russell Wilson was benched for 3 games out of those. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say Russell Wilson's the greatest coming, but he's on the same playing field as Deshaun Watson. Those two guys are the exact same type of guys.
I'll say, as much as I want to disagree with you, like, both of them are on kind of similar footing this season.
That isn't how you sound. That isn't how you have it come across the air when you talked to Philip Pody yesterday, and you're talking, and I know it's a little hype up with the Brown-Steeler rivalry type thing, but...
What? Do you want an apology, Ed,
or what are you looking for?
I don't think...
No, I'm not looking for an apology. You guys hype up Watson, and you guys put down Russell Wilson. It should be the other way.
I don't know. I can tell you.
We hype up Watson.
I don't know that there's been a ton of hyping up of Watson.
I think you and I are pretty much on the same wavelength when it comes to him.
I don't think it's a great one. The difference is, I do think there's, if we're being fair here, I do think that we know Russell Wilson at this stage does not have a ceiling, does not have a trajectory that's there. I do not think he can possibly get back to the old Russell Wilson. It's been so many years removed. I think when an offensive mind like Sean Payton, even with that contract, that debilitating contract, when Sean Payton moves on from you, it's because he knows. Yeah. He knows that there's nothing left.
Well, what's the old Russell Wilson? Because to me, the old Russell Wilson is play great for 6, 7, 8 weeks and then come back to earth and, you know, always he's a first half of the season MVP type of guy. And then by the end of the year, you forget where he was.
Russell Wilson, for me, is the guy that as soon as Chris Collinsworth starts talking about how he never got an MVP vote, that's when things start to go downhill. That would happen every year. He'd have a great start to the year. They'd play on Sunday Night Football. Chris Collinsworth would talk that he's never had an MVP vote and that he's going to get one this year, and then he falls off a cliff. That is Russell Wilson.
I mean, he did have some good years. Let's not act like he was a total bum in Seattle.
No,
or
I agree
total,
with that.
Or he was just a game manager.
He was not an MVP, though.
He had 34 touchdowns, 8 picks one year.
When he won his Super Bowl, he was a game manager.
Sure. And, you know, Tom Brady early in his career was a game manager for Super Bowl.
And then Tom Brady became the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson did not.
Russ is not in that category.
I think listening to the show and one, you know, maybe he listened all day, maybe he listens a lot. He says he's a Steelers fan, Ed, who just called in. But listening to it in one 7-minute chunk and then going, this is the way that you guys have talked about Watson all season. I just don't know that that's entirely true.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, there is a big divide on where Watson is going to be. Here's where I say the difference is with him and Russell Wilson at this stage of Russ's career is that I think Deshaun Watson, there's still hope. It's not over
for
him.
That's the only
difference. Like, I don't think it's over for Watson. I think that the athleticism is still there. I think the big play potential is still there. I do think he's got a lot in his head when he is out there.
Is that an age thing or a talent thing?
No, see, the talent, I've never wavered on Deshaun Watson having elite
talent.
Talent
is there. I mean,
even after what I saw last
about
year with some of the struggles and the inconsistencies and the lack of his completion percentage has just cratered. I think a lot of that is not because he can't play the position anymore. I think he's thinking too much. I think he had a hard time reading defenses and processing. I think all of that stuff caused issues for him, and that's why they're trying to, I think they're trying to simplify it, to be honest.
Sure, I could see that. Now, I can't sit here and say I don't question the talent now, because I do worry about that arm coming off of the surgery. I just do. And until I see it, I'm going to have questions about that. But at his ceiling, the talent was undeniable. Well, it absolutely was. And now I shared a lot of the same questions with the processing. I don't think that he reads defenses as quickly now as he did when he was in Houston. And I think a lot of that has to do with how long he spent away from playing in NFL games.
Bingo. Yeah.
But I think that the talent is still there. Like, he's still a very talented athlete.
Here is Solomon Wilcots yesterday on that very question. Can Watson get back to the old Deshaun Watson?
No, I have not written him off. Part of it's because he sat out on his own. Part of those games he missed, he was suspended. And then last year, he had fractured shoulder. And I think he even played his final game. He actually played with the injury and played through it. And man, I'm telling you, he was starting to shake off the rust. The rust was coming off. There's going to be still a good football player inside of Deshaun Watson. He doesn't have to be a hero. He doesn't have to play hero ball. He's got to protect the football, not turn it over, lean on the run game, and then allow his receivers and play makers to make plays for me. I think that's what it's got to be early in September and October. And then as you get deeper in the season and the games become more meaningful, he's going to have to be able to play his best football by then.
Obviously, that's the big question. What kind of offense, what can they do to get him to feeling good again? All the things that you're referencing, reading defenses, processing, game speed too fast. A lot of that can only be cured by just playing games.
Yeah, and he's not played enough of them. He's played 12 games since 2020, right?
Well, yeah.
Like the 2020 season, yeah. He was really good.
It's a long
Houston
time.
Houston was not good. So since that season ended, he's played in 12 football games.
So then it brings us to the obvious next question. Should he be playing in the preseason? You've already gone on
I
record.
I think so, yes.
You said yes. You know, in the past, I've said absolutely not. This can tank a season. What is the point? How valuable is it? Now you've got 17 games, so you've even got a little more cushion, you know, if you come out and you struggle out of the gates. The reality is, I think the Browns have to take that chance. You've got a new offense. You probably have a new play caller, if you believe some of the people, you know, that are watching it closely, that are reporting every day.
That's drama, too.
I think that stuff is going to be critical. And so I do think he has to play in the preseason. And look, I don't even think that's going to solve everything. That's not going to make me feel great. But it would be nice to see a couple series where it looks like they're looking like a competent offense.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.